Well, to be honest with you, I'm not looking forward to it at all. I just finished watching, was it The Last Jedi? I just watched it yesterday for like the second time because after the first time I said I wasn't going to watch it again. I really didn't like the movie, but it was better than The Force Awakens to me, but it was still a flawed film. It just seemed like they're contradicting themselves. So, Rise of the Skywalker. So, that means most likely that Rey is a Skywalker. How? No one knows. I don't know how they're going to write themselves out of it. Doesn't make any sense. And for me to be a big Star Wars fan as I am, this is very disappointing. Am I going to go see the movie? Yeah, because I want to see how they're going to do. I just want to see how they're going to write themselves out of this hole that they put themselves in. Star Wars doesn't have any type of direction. It's just not a very good franchise anymore. I am still a fan. I will go back to the old films and even the prequels. Like the prequels weren't as bad as people made them out to be, especially by seeing the new stuff. The new stuff to me is probably the worst out of everything.
The only thing worse I can think of is the Star Wars Christmas special. That's the only thing worse.
What makes this even worse is because they had, it's so much to talk about in the whole Star Wars world, like the expanded universe, everything. It's so much you could write. You could write a story based off the expanding universe. It's just so many different paths that they could go to carry on the legacy, but they decided to do something different, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not saying that always you guys gotta stick to the status quo. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is what they did just seemed like they just really didn't know Star Wars like that, or they just didn't care, or they was like, we're just gonna do something totally different, and they don't really care about. There are some fans that like the new trilogy. It's not really a trilogy, but it will be at the end of this year. But you know what I'm saying? Like the new series of movies, people like it. I am neutral. Like I said, the first one, the first Force Awakens was horrible to me. The Last Jedi
Stretch.
was better, but not by much. And my hopes are very low for The Rise of Skywalker. Rogue One was probably the best out of all of them, and that's not really saying much. And then Solo was just,
Solo was unfortunate. Like they were going
yeah.
one direction, and I honestly don't know what they were trying to do with Solo. I don't know what they expected with that.
I don't think they knew what they expected either. I think they
Like,
decided to kind of bank on a character that's popular.
Han Solo's origins has always been fascinating. George Lucas threw something together about it. He basically put a bunch of different archetypes into a movie. On the one hand, Star Wars was just a hodgepodge of different people trying to accomplish a similar thing. Like Lucas started the whole thing. He wanted to create this fantastical story and using technology that didn't exist yet. And he wanted to direct it in a certain manner that was against the grain that studios at the time did. And he bucked all the conventions and made something extremely popular. He ended up keeping the rights to it. And mostly he ended up banking on his merchandising rights, which is what made him most of his money. He and a bunch of other filmmakers, like Lawrence Kasdan's one of them, writers, they ended up crafting, putting together something based off of what they could accomplish with technology at the time, what they had the budget for, and crafting a story around what they could do, just like how Steven Spielberg's Jaws was the way it was in terms of suspense by not making the shark not visible because they couldn't get the mechanical shark to work.
It was all about your imagination. They filmed it away, your imagination would do the rest.
Yeah, it's the farm boy who ends up becoming this magical
Bigger
knight.
than his destiny, bigger than just a regular old farm boy. He had a greater destiny.
The innocent kid who had a bigger destiny to become the hero joins up with a wizard, a princess, and a rogue. And the rogue's loyal sidekick, who was a non-talking beast character who had a sense of nobility. It was supposed to be this story. They go on a quest, they fight the evil knight, and then to stop an evil empire and save the day. And he just wanted a simple black and white good versus evil story, but he was an accomplished storyteller, so he told it in a way that was fascinating to people. And the interesting thing is that the Jedi Knights weren't even like in the draft of any of that stuff. The reason the Jedi even had were the only ones who had lightsabers was because he didn't have the money to make everyone have lightsabers. He wanted all the stormtroopers to have them. Like, it's supposed to be everyone's supposed to be running around with those things.
That worked out perfectly because it had made the Jedi Knights seem unique. You know what I'm saying? If everyone had a lightsaber, then what? Of course, they have the Force, but
Right.
the lightsaber is like the token weapon of Jedi and Sith. So that worked out beautifully.
It was like so many things that they did, they cut corners on, worked out well. And Lucas, Because I remember this way back in the day when he did Return of the Jedi. He was talking about how he wanted to always go back with the technology, that one day he would go back and revisit them and use the technology of that day to make the film that he wanted to make the films look like the way he always envisioned it and the way he imagined it. To your point, James, I never minded the prequels because I knew he was going to do as much stuff in it as he wanted to do. We would see that vision of what he wanted. And what his vision was this black and white good versus evil story, and brought forth this more mature political drama.
That is what made... See, you said something that was very pivotal in the beginning of what you were saying. You said Lucas was an accomplished storyteller. Mm-hmm. You and I discussed this before. For you to take on Star Wars, you had to be able to tell a great story.
Yeah.
As a director, if you cannot tell a great story, do not touch it. Because Star Wars is story rich. You have to tell the story. With the first trilogy, it was a good story. Had a great story, fulfilled everything. And then the prequel, a lot of people shat on the prequels. Like, the first one wasn't that good, but the first one was a setup for the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Now,
Attack of Clones.
The last one, Revenge of the Sith.
Right? Yeah, Revenge of the Sith, yeah.
And that shit, beautifully done. It was a slow burn of a story. You have to watch all of it. Because, like you said, it became a political drama. It explained the downfall of the Jedi. It showed the meticulous downfall of the Jedi, how it was done. And it was beautifully done. It was beautifully told story-wise. You saw how it took its time. You saw Palpatine in the Phantom Menace, you know what I'm saying? And you saw what he did slowly and but surely. He was very patient, and they displayed that. And that what made the prequels stand out outside of the lightsaber battles. The lightsaber battles were fucking phenomenal.
He was like, I want the lightsaber battles to be very fast, very fluid, visceral. Like, these were masters of the craft, not like Luke, who was a gifted amateur. I was like, oh. Decided to stop, like, oh, we want to see some stuff here.
And that's how it should be. Because, you know, at that time when the prequels were being told, that was the apex for the Jedi Knights. Yeah. You should see some badass swordsmanship there, in which they displayed. So now the new trilogy does not have that, which to me is actually a step backwards. I think they should have kept the same intensity of the fight scenes.
He did it on purpose.
Who?
Abrams. He wanted everything the original movie, like the original trilogy. He used the same film stock. He wanted the same physical effects. Wanted everything like the
The wrong practical effects.
I got no problems with that. But his attitude was just like, he wanted to recapture his freaking childhood, his nostalgic childhood. And clearly the money it made, because it's still, what, the highest grossing film of all time?
I think two. Avengers beat it.
No, not yet. I think number two, I think it's the top four. It's the top three or four of the highest grossing films.
Are you sure? I could have sworn Avengers beat it.
Okay, I think Avengers did beat it. I think Avatar is still the top.
No, it beat Avatar, I think.
No, shit.
Avatar finally has been taken down, thank God. Avatar was not a good movie at all.
We'll talk. That's a separate podcast. But it made a lot of money, and people gravitated towards it because it was a retelling of the original trilogy, almost. Like, it was like a refresh, a fresh start with a new set of characters. And I don't know about you, but I don't like any of those new characters. I'm not invested in any of them. Like, Rey is clearly this... Luke Skywalker is supposed to be the everyman. Like, he's the new guy coming into this whole thing who, if you believe in yourself, who has this hidden power within him.
He's the underdog.
Yeah, he's the underdog. Rey's coming into this... She's not the underdog at all.
She's already gifted.
She's perfect. She's not the gifted amateur. She's the beyond gifted professional.
No training needed. She already knows everything.
That those little quirks and everything. It's just, she's not a compelling character. She's not interesting. There was no need to make her that. Her story should have been the slow burn telling. Like, Luke Skywalker, when he first started, he sucked. He got his ass beat the first time. He almost got his face broke off here. And like a walrus man almost ate him. Like, he was getting his ass beat. The second movie, he's walking around with the damn lightsaber. He had his own fighter squadron. And what happens? He gets beat up by a Yeti.
Yeah.
So it was like...
You saw the progression.
Yeah,
There's no progression with Rey. I mean, there's very little progression. Like I said, I just watched The Last Jedi. And even Snoke mentioned it. to Kylo Ren. He was like, you got beat by a person who's never held a lightsaber before in their life. Like, what? And I said that before that movie came out. I said that during the podcast, I believe. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
So she has no training, and she was able to beat a skilled person using the Force and a lightsaber. All of a sudden, she beat him? Come on, that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. I mean, they're hyping her up to be something that is unrealistic. Is unrealistic. And that, to me, is a downfall. And I understand that they want to make, they say, well, she's special. Yeah, you know what? Special people still need to be taught. Mm-hmm. What? She went to go see Luke. Did Luke really teach her anything? No. Greed. He was a matter of fact, he was just fucking with her the whole time. So she was able to do all this stuff just naturally. Like, even Luke wasn't able to do all his things naturally. Even Anakin wasn't able to do all this shit naturally. So what makes her so special? Nothing. And that's where the lack of storytelling comes in. They could have built her up by telling a proper story, and then the character would have been fleshed out properly, and then you and I probably wouldn't have had nothing to complain about because she was fleshed out. You saw progression. You see the training, the work that comes into it. Now, all thing you see is that, okay, well, she's already pretty much a badass. Mm. And how was she able to take out the Imperial Guard in Snoke's throne room? Just like that. I mean, she had some help, but she was still handling herself pretty well.
It doesn't even matter. They both look like idiots.
They didn't look smooth. They didn't look smooth. We're so spoiled by the prequel. The prequel because they were just so smooth and fluid. Everything looked so natural. They just looked like they were just lumbering. I'm not looking forward to it because I just don't see how they can write themselves out this hole. I don't have faith that they will. Past experiences tell me otherwise, that they will not be able to do that at all. So am I going to go see it? Yes, because I'm curious. Do I have high expectations? Hell no. No, none whatsoever. I probably will get this movie below a 5. I'm already feeling it. That means I probably won't see it again. I was like, you know what? It's on Netflix. Fuck it. I'm just going ahead and watch it. And then I just analyzed it again. I was like, you know, it's a little bit better, but not really.
My problem with this is in the age of the Avengers, we've had 10 years, 11 years of the Avengers right now of what Marvel Cinematic Universe has done. It makes zero sense that the company that owns the Marvel Cinematic Universe cannot cross-train their other departments to emulate, at least in some form or fashion, with that. They had no clue. Like what Abrams did, The Force Awakens, that clown had no idea half the questions. He didn't know who the hell Snoke was, Rey was, or any other stuff was going on. He threw out a bunch of little crumbs and thought that what was going to work, and then he's coming back after the fact. That's why Ryan Johnson's Last Jedi seemed like a completely separate movie from that, because he had no idea what the hell Abrams was doing. No one does. I mean, Abrams didn't know.
Hold up. Isn't Abrams back in the director's seat?
He's doing his third one, but he's now got the answers. But the thing is, though, Johnson threw such a loop. He killed off Luke Skywalker. But apparently, more like he's coming back as a Force ghost, I'm assuming, because I think Mark Hamill's in it. I'm going to assume he's some Force ghost or something. I'm also assuming that the mysterious Palpatine laugh that he had in the trailer, I fucking hate that guy. I just can't stand him. He's the definition of a hack.
And this goes back to what you and I have said before, and you mentioned earlier. Poor storytelling. Because anytime you tell a story, you already got it somewhat fleshed out. You may not have it totally fleshed out, but you got it somewhat fleshed out.
You got the story. They knew they were introducing a trilogy. The trilogy should have been written and done before they even started filming. They didn't do that. The minute they hired Abrams, Abrams rewrote the original script. They tossed out the script Lucas had, which was a trilogy, by the way. They tossed out his trilogy idea. Instead, they went with this, and there was zero thing. Now, more than likely, Palpatine probably would have made a much better reveal. But to your earlier point about Star Wars being far larger than what they're making out to, they are so locked into that whole 30 to 40, like 60 year period. The time the prequels before the Clone Wars and the 30 years after the Clone Wars. They're so locked into that time period, they can't seem to just pull themselves away from that. Now they're talking about doing a Knights of the Old Republic movie. I'm pretty sure they're going to fucking kill that.
I don't really want to see that. I'll stick to the video game.
Like, there is no, they do not have a unified vision of what it is. And what sucks is that Kathleen Kennedy, and I've said this before, Kathleen Kennedy is a veteran of this whole thing. She's made some insanely good movies. If it was a hit, she had a hand in it, and she's got this mess. I'm like, do you even know? Like, but now that I'm thinking about it, she's never done anything that is as long-reaching as this, as a project like this.
Epic.
Yeah, everyone's looking for that next Infinity Saga. You're not going to find it in Star Wars.
And that's truly unfortunate because it has the ability to be that. I mean, the shit. I mean, it was that before the whole Avengers thing. You know, think about it.
And for whatever reason, they seem to think that there are three things that make Star Wars bad. Too many Jedi make Star Wars bad. Anything that it takes place outside of the original trilogy is bad. And too much CGI makes it bad. Mostly because of the Star Wars fans. That was what they were most vocal about.
As a Star Wars fan, I will say that Star Wars fans are perhaps the most toxic out of all fandoms.
Oh, yeah. Right. We are the worst. That listen to our podcast right now, we're not like being gracious at all.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think we're coming from a toxic standpoint either. I think we're disheartened. That's what it is. We're just very disappointed in what we've been given. And because we know the potential of what it could be. We're vocal about it. I'm not looking forward to this movie, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it because I'm a fan. I want to see it, but then I don't because I don't want to be disappointed again. I do not want to be disappointed again. Before, I will go to a Star Wars film and I'll be excited. I remember leaving Revenge of the Sith. Oh my God, I was so fucking hyped, man. I was so hyped after that shit.
Oh, that final fight scene between Obi-Wan and Anakin. I'm like, this is some epic shit. It's not aged very well, but like still, it was, at the time, it was pretty badass. Like, you know, watching Yoda bounce around and Revenge of the Sith, he was a boss. It was something like that, no spectacle. I think that's a big thing.
That probably brought in the younger Star Wars fans for them to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the people that didn't know much about Star Wars, but then came in on the prequel trilogy and just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then decided to watch the original trilogy and now they're fans. And now they see the new trilogy. They may love it because they may not know as much as we do about the expanding universe and lore behind it. So they're kind of, I can say ignorant, but they just aren't as knowledgeable as we are. And because we are knowledgeable, we see through the bullshit. We see through the bad storytelling. We see through the bad writing. We see Abrams didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Who writes a story and doesn't flesh out the character? You should know the answers to all your characters. There's no, like, I don't know. What the fuck you mean you don't know? You created this motherfucker. You should know something about him, right? You should know what color he likes, if he likes ice cream or not. You should know all that shit. You are creating a person. In essence, when you're writing a story, you are creating a person. So you need to flesh that person out as if they are real. And if you don't do that, people will pick up on it. That is what he did. Who the fuck is Snoke? Don't know. He's the big baddie. Okay, but why? And we won't know. No one cares anymore. No one cares. I know I don't. Mostly for myself. I don't give a shit about Snow. I mean, and they could have done so much with him because they had a good actor playing him. It's just lazy writing, lazy storytelling. This whole new Star Wars trilogy is just lazy. It's just straight up, I want to make money. Fuck the story. Don't you want to put something out there that cements your legacy? To me, this is not cementing a legacy. It's destroying a legacy.